Bish and Gabby. Catch up.
Tell us something we don't know.
The challenge is officially set for you to tell us something we don't know. We've got a CD pack up for grabs if we learn something from you today. Melissa is on the line on 13, 12, 16. All right, Melissa, tell us something we don't know.
Did you know that almost is the longest word in the English language that has all the letters in alphabetical order?
No way.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow.
There you go.
I'm not even going to fact check that because that's a really cool fact and I want it to be true, so I'm going to believe it. And I didn't know it.
I'm not going to fact check it because it would take me too long. I just don't have enough time for me to start typing anything into Google. All right, Melissa, well, congratulations.
Yeah,
you've told
awesome
us something
one.
We don't know and are too lazy to research, so you are a winner. Well done.
Thank you.
We'll move across now to Jesse. Jesse, you going to tell us something we don't know?
Yeah, so there's a power station down at Wivenhoe Dam, and it's one of three power stations in Australia that can self-sufficiently start. It doesn't need any power coming in to start, so it has enough power stored to open the gates to 17% capacity. Then when the water starts flowing through, it can power itself and therefore starts producing power. So it's only one of three in Australia that can do that. It's called a black start power station.
Wow. You have that fact down pat. Is that a conversation starter you use in everyday life?
Yeah, it is actually.
Yeah, I bet it is because it is well rehearsed.
It is well rehearsed. How does it go for you? Do you just get people giving you blank stares going, I don't know what you said, but it sounds impressive?
Depends on the person.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're doing. We're like, yep, didn't know that. Yep. Impressive, you win.
Don't remember any of it either because I've developed a twitch thinking about it. Very impressive and well rehearsed. Well done. You've got yourself a prize as well, a CD pack. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's time for a pub date.
I need to put my hand up and say that I think I'm enabler when it comes to my puppy Bear's diva-ish behaviour.
Sure.
And I've been complaining about him being a diva for quite some time. You might remember back at puppy preschool, he wouldn't sit on cold tiles. We had to put a cushion down, otherwise he wouldn't sit down. That's still an issue. He still won't sit on anything cold.
His bottom is covered in fur. He should be fine.
He also doesn't like to get his feet wet. And in the weather we've been having lately, it's been a real issue because instead of going outside to go to the bathroom, he's been holding on to it, which means if we have playtime, he gets excited, which means he can't hold on anymore.
Yeah.
Or, you know, other accidents around the house as well, which is a real issue. He also wasn't eating for a day there.
Really?
Turns out it's just because he hadn't pooped.
Oh, well, yeah, no,
he didn't want to go outside.
Yeah, no, and you can't eat
if you're full.
Yeah.
So
yeah, right.
There's been a few issues. Exactly.
Yeah.
But the one thing that really got us was yesterday morning, the wind was howling.
Yeah.
It was really quite strong. And after I left for work, he's fine when I'm there with him. But I left him in the lounge room by himself when I went to work at 4 a.m. And my boyfriend woke up to him barking his little head off because he was so scared of the wind noises. And he got up and my pup Bear was underneath the couch and it was really scary. And whatever else. And so, you know, my boyfriend tried to calm him down and then went back to bed.
Yeah.
So this morning I was like, well, how can I combat this? Because I'm not going to be here. Either I have to take him to work with me.
Nope.
Which you wouldn't agree with.
That's correct.
Or I could build him a fort.
Okay.
So I got all my cushions and blankets and everything else and made him this little fort that he could go into with his toy raccoon. So it's like a little safe place. And then he wouldn't be able to hear all the wind going on outside and he'd be nice and secure in his little fort and he would feel better. And I put the TV on as well to kind of cover the noise of the wind as well so that, you know, covering all bases.
I know I've said this before, but I am going to say this again.
Yeah.
You are an owner of a dog, not a child.
He felt safe in his fort, though, because I just got a message from my boyfriend saying, no barking this morning. It worked. His
excellent
little puppy fort worked.
Wow. Wow.
He is the king of the castle.
Is he?
But it's not only that.
He's definitely the king of your castle.
Well, he is, because, you know, I've started heating up his food and everything as well, because he doesn't like cold food. So it turns out, doesn't like cold things on his bum, doesn't like wet things on his feet, doesn't like cold things going into his mouth. And I think I'm enabling this behaviour, so I think it's my fault.
I double that.
But I'm probably not going to stop.
Yeah, really? Look, it's definitely your fault. I mean, I'm no pet therapist or anything like that, but crikey. You heat up his food in the microwave.
Of course I do. He likes it warm.
He's a dog.
I think his name's Mariah, let's be honest. He's got a lot of diva-ish demands and I just pander to it.
Yeah, you do. That's insane.
Now, Mama sparked a bit of a debate online when it came to asking in a forum if it would be okay for her to leave her 8-year-old child home alone. Yep. For only, you know, 15 to 20 minutes at the most, she was just going to duck down to the shops and come back and leave the kid indoors, yep. So not out in the backyard or anything like that. And the question received a lot of replies,
yeah, right.
And there were split opinions. So some were saying it's not an issue. She's 8 years old. Yep. It would help build her independence, especially if it's only for a short time frame.
Yep.
While others were saying, wow, she is way too young, especially when the mum was driving a distance away. She's
yeah,
not
right.
just next door
no,
at
that's
the
right.
neighbour's house or something.
Yeah, can't just come back real quick.
Yeah, so it was a real split of opinion for this one. Huge debate as to whether she was old enough at 8 years old.
I don't remember how old I was when my parents started leaving me at home. So I can't answer that. I've got two boys, 1 6, 1 4, would not even dream about that. That's way, way too young.
Way too young. But, you know, Sammy's 6, 8 is only 2 years away.
Yeah.
Can you foresee yourself leaving him home alone in 2 years?
He's a kid with a good head on his shoulders. He's quite smart, but
yeah.
I still don't think.
Yeah.
Unless he does a lot of growing up between now and then,
yep.
I just don't think. I think it'd have to be out of the single digits and into, you know, 10, 11,
doubles.
12.
I think I was 10
yeah.
when my mum would just, you know, duck to the shops and back, I think. But I don't have a really strong recollection of it. But my niece has just turned 10.
Yeah.
And she recently asked if she could go down to the park by herself to meet her friend
yeah.
to play on the equipment, which is only one street away. And my sister's like, you can, but I'll be driving right behind you the whole way down there and I'll be sitting in the yeah. car watching you play. And she was so mortified that my mum would do that. Turned out her friend's dad did the exact same thing.
Nah.
He was sitting across the other side of the park
yeah.
in his car watching
just
them play.
Sure.
Yeah. So, you know, you can give them that sense of independence without actually leaving them
yeah.
alone.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know. It's like, it's a huge debate.
All right. Well, 13, 12, 16, what do you think the right age is to leave your kids alone for a little bit?
Yeah. Just for, you know, 15, 20 minutes.
Mm.
Not a huge amount of time.
What age should you start?
But when are they, yeah, old enough to be able to do that?
Alicia's on the line. What do you think?
I think 8's perfectly fine, but I have 3 children, a 10, an 8-year, and a 4-year-old. My 10-year-old, I probably wouldn't have left home when he was 8 because he wasn't responsible.
Right.
But my daughter, who's 8, she's got to have her head screwed on for forever. So every child is slightly different in how they would deal with being left home alone.
So there's every child is different, but do you think there's a difference between the sexes and how quickly they mature as well?
Yeah, my son's a little bit of a scatterbrain. If someone's going to light a fire, it would probably be him. my daughter would know how to find the fire extinguisher and put it out. So it is, every child is so different. And you know, but I wouldn't let my kids go to the park though.
No.
I would leave them home, but knowing they're safe in their house, but
yeah.
I don't think I would let them go to the park on their own.
By the sounds of things, I don't think your son should be left anywhere by himself at any age because...
Maybe when he's 20.
Yeah!
Because oh, he would love that.
When your go-to comment is lighting fires,
yeah.
I kind of feel like it's happened.
Well, that's what people say. Oh, my God, they might light a fire. But, no.
All right. Well, you don't say, kids, I'm heading out for the afternoon. Here's a box of matches.
No.
See what you can
right,
do.
That's right. The I guess fire blankets beside the stove.
Yeah.
What we're getting from this, though, it's not necessarily the age, but the child and their responsibility levels.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Alicia, thank you very much for that. We'll move across now we have Renee on the line. Renee, what do you think is an appropriate age?
I think every kid's different and every situation's different and it really depends on where you live as well. Like my sister's got a 10-year-old that you could leave for 10 minutes with my, like I've got a toddler and another younger niece and you wouldn't be worried, but at the same time living in the city you wouldn't do that because you don't know who's around. We live on a farm and I would have no problem just letting the kids play on the farm by themselves and you know, like they could be up in the paddock, which is the same distance as around the corner in the city, but you really have no problems with it because there's no one around.
Yeah.
There's no one around, but and you can also cast an eye out if you're, you know, if you're
worried,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'd have no problem with the 10-year-old and the 4-year-old and the 2-year-old going up the paddock for a walk because there's no one around.
Yeah. How much trouble are they really going to get into?
Yeah. But I guess, maybe not in snake season, but you know.
Well, that's the thing. Also, I think it comes with, different areas come with different dangers of different sorts. Yes, they could go for a walk down to the paddock or whatever and not encounter anybody that is you know,
dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. But there are other things that are factors, like Gabby said, snakes or whatever. You know, if you've got a dam on your property, that's a different thing as well.
True.
So,
So it comes down to the kid, the maturity level of the kid, where you live. There are so many factors to consider when, you know, deciding on whether your kid's all right to be left alone.
Yeah.
I think it depends on how paranoid you are as well. I couldn't leave, I can't imagine even leaving my 2-year-old at 10 years old alone.
Yeah.
Wait 8 years and you might be changing your tune.
We have come to the realisation, well, I think we've known for quite a bit, that we are super bad at a couple of different individual things. And it's really, out of the two of us, it's the other person pointing this out.
Yeah, because we're great friends.
Yeah.
We're really good friends, and so we like to point out each other's shortcomings, shortfallings.
Flaws,
exactly. And so mine was my very lifelike pet art.
No.
Everyone was really loving it. Everyone was asking me to draw their pets. I'm still in the process of doing so because I've got another 15 left to go. But Hamish, you love to point out the fact
that you can't draw.
That I'm not very good at drawing. I'm at about a year 5 level.
Well,
if that.
That's a stretch. And for me, I mean, I knew this already, but you've pointed it out many times. Yeah. I really just cannot sing.
No, and you love doing it. You love writing songs. You bring them to the show quite frequently.
And every time
you're like, I've got another song, and I just flinch before you even play it.
Yeah. And yesterday's was a prime example. Here is me attempting to rewrite Ed Sheeran's Galway Girl to be about the rain.
Yep.
I'm not going to play it all, but check this out. It rained in the middle of a great weekend, so we stayed inside, tried to play some games. Got bored pretty quick, so I took them by the hand, said, guys, we've just got to leave. We started on the main street, had an umbrella, stared up at the sky, there's no relief so far. They asked me, what does it mean, that lame ink on your arm? I said, it's a bingo, I lost a bet in a move on. Now, that is terrible.
Can I just say, I couldn't even call that singing.
No.
That was talking, not even in tune. It was just talking.
But that's what Ed Sheeran does at the beginning of his song.
Not
quite as bad as that. And he actually follows some sort of beat, whereas I cannot. I was told back in my schooling days to never, ever attempt to sing ever again.
Yet you just didn't listen to that advice, did you?
Nope. I just keep on keeping on as far as that's concerned.
And, you know, they keep saying that practice makes perfect, but I feel like in our cases... That's not necessarily the thing. Yeah.
We're getting worse. So 13, 12, 16, we want you to put your hand firmly in the air and admit, what are you super bad at doing?
Yeah.
You don't mind having a go at it, but you are just terrible at it.
Yeah, I've got friends that love karaoke. I refuse to go to karaoke bars with
them. They're terrible.
It's horrible.
Yes.
It bursts your eardrums.
There we go. 13, 12, 16, what are you super bad at? We've got Peter on the line. Mate, what are you super bad at?
Mate, I'm in my 60s and that. I thought, well, I'll go and buy myself a pair of those roller shoes because I thought it'd be cool to roll around and
that. Have you hurt yourself?
I nearly hurt myself and nearly broke my neck, but no, I never did. So that's what I'm really bad at.
Roller shoes, eh?
But I still have dreams and aspirations that I want to still do that in some way.
I hear you, mate. Maybe we just need to get you some lessons.
Any roller shoes? What, is there any roller shoe people out there that...
Yeah.
My niece is 10. You know? She's awesome at it. Yep. Maybe we can get some tips.
Or if,
that'd be cool, hey?
If somebody offers up a professional roller shoe...
Is there a thing?
...training sesh, then by all means...
Give us a call, 13, 12, 16, if you want to teach some roller shoe.
Maybe I might wait until I'm about 70 or 80. Yeah. I'll try again.
Yeah, sure. By all means. Peter, thank you very much for the call.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Bye. We'll move across to Ian now. Ian, we want to know what you're super bad at.
Well, I think I'm pretty good at it, and that's dancing.
Oh, yeah.
But everyone else reckons I look like an epileptic chook.
Oh, well, that's not quite a compliment that you'd want to hear.
No.
What kind of dancing? Just, you know, just your own rhythm, or is there a specific style?
No, just my own rhythm, and I don't think anyone else has got the same sort of style, they reckon.
No.
You know what? You're unique. You keep dancing.
Yeah,
Ian, when you feel those hypnotic beats move your body, you just go with it, my friend.
Yeah.
It's like,
as long as I don't start crowing, I'll be right.
Fair enough. We're going to continue to sing and draw things poorly. You can continue to dance
exactly
the way you dance, Ian.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.